This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Tuesday, October 20, 2009. Our commitments show. The scripture is Acts 4, verse 32. All the believers were one in heart and mind. They shared everything they had. It seems impossible. Can you imagine everyone agreeing and sharing everything? How could the church do that? We need to understand that a desire for unity in our relationships does not mean everyone has to think exactly the same way. Abraham Lincoln was right when he observed, "When two people agree on everything, only one of them is thinking." The believers were united in their thinking that none should do without what others could provide. There were no needy persons among them as they shared their possessions. It was sharing at its best. But if we keep reading in Acts, we learn quickly that this way of life was soon spoiled. The redeemed who rejoiced in the resurrection did not keep their commitment to share selflessly. Believers today still struggle to agree with one another and to share from their material possessions. However we express unity in heart and mind, we need to realize the impact we have on others when we disagree in matters of faith and how we live out our faith. It's important to join fellow believers in making an impact in a world that sees Christians as anything but one in heart and mind. A place to begin is by heeding Jesus' command that we love God and neighbor with heart, soul, and mind. When we share a commitment to be one in Christ, sharing our possessions will follow.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.